This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Remember, this is just a proposal by the Federal Territories Minister, Khalid Samad, who said that KL City Hall are saying that entertainment outlets will have to close by 1 a.m. to enhance family time. Some outlets are being given special permission to stay open later, particularly in certain areas, to cater for foreigners and for tourists. We've asked you guys for your thoughts on this. Please try not to swear, because we can't read that out on air, but there have been some swear words.
Yeah.
But let's go over to WhatsApp first.
This comes from Gary, who says that they should prioritize what they sanction and whatnot, sort of something like KL city planning and stuff, instead of focusing on things like this.
Roads, perhaps.
Emily has a really good point. She says that if they want to promote family time, maybe build more parks and libraries instead of having more malls pop up.
Emily, I like this idea.
Yeah, wow. Whenever you're out now, all you can see are kids and parents on their phones. It's sad.
That's true.
Then there's one from Kellen Tan, who says that I want cinemas to open until midnight as well. Nightlife is what makes Malaysia special compared to other foreign countries. Opening after 1 a.m. is subject to case-by-case basis and is an opening for potential corruption.
Indeed.
Then there's one, I'll pick one more from Lee C.K., who says, Malaysia Harapan Baru, restrict and control freedom after 1 a.m.
Snap.
With a question mark.
Snap.
Let me pick one more from Vivegan, who says that... I've been trying to wrap my head around why they would enforce this curfew, and the only reasonable justification I could think of is that it might indirectly increase public safety and security by reducing incidents such as accidents and acts of violence committed under the influence. But then, is the current situation so dire that it requires such a drastic measure? I think what Mr. Samad probably should have done is cite some actual stats and anecdotes to support his motion instead of giving bizarre alibis like family time.
Very good point, Vivian.
Wow.
Over to Twitter, please.
Okay. Twitter as well. Again, people have made a very similar point. PJ Klopp says, what sort of family time happens after 1 a.m.? And why only to cater to foreigners after that? That's my full name says, Malaysian family time past midnight is parents bringing kids to midnight shows in the cinema. Totally agree. Plus,
yes.
Family time in Iran is crazy. Go to the city parks at midnight and you'll still see families picnicking on the grass as well. So it's not just Malaysia. A lot of other places have late night entertainment basically as well. And then also, let's see, Zion Abram says, government's starting to get into our homes to dictate our family time and how it should be. Ouch. Mm. A lot of people are very angry, man.
Yes. Yeah. Do keep the messages coming in, though. Like we said before, if you have a different opinion, we'd like to hear it as well. There is obviously quite a bit of venom and anger out there. Oh, wait. Christine has what?
One more on the tweets. Actually, two more on the tweets. These are both great. Boleba says, who defines entertainment? Tea tarik over football at Mama is more entertaining than disco dancing for some. Did we vote for a school headmaster?
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
And also, Muz de la Roca just says, quote unquote, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Which is also true.
It is indeed. Right. Do keep the messages coming in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number three. Living the dream, literally, for a Japanese company. Tell me all about this.
So sleep deprivation is a massive, massive problem in the corporate world, but especially in countries like the US and also Japan, especially because Japan has this kind of culture where you sacrifice your personal health and your personal time for your employer, right? However, Kazuhiko Moriyama, CEO of an upmarket wedding company in Tokyo called Crazy, funnily enough, believes that Japan needs a new relationship with sleep. The fact of the matter is, with this whole concept of really sacrificing your personal life for your work life, it's actually led to an extreme problem when it comes to sleep. Death brought on by extreme sleep deprivation, which even has its own name in Japan, karoshi. So the idea is that the staff at Crazy, who get at least 6 hours of sleep a night, are awarded points up to $570 a year that can be exchanged for meals in the company's cafeteria, which I really, really enjoy, right?
So wait, the more you sleep, the more you get to eat.
Essentially, what it is you get, I guess, kind of paid back for having a good night's sleep.
Okay.
That you can then use those points to then have better meals in the cafeteria as well.
Maybe they're closing places at 1 a.m. as well.
Maybe. But the fact of the matter is, it is a massive problem, essentially, in Japan of like sleep as well. You know, there's a growing Japanese trend to give health and well-being a higher priority because the Japanese Health Ministry is also issuing guidance for employers to help eradicate what it calls the sleep is expendable attitude and to point out to businesses the importance of sleep and the benefits of a well-rested workforce. Mm. The Japanese Society of Sleep Research has also warned that 71% of adult males in Japan routinely get less than 7 hours of sleep each night. But even more worryingly, 30% of all Japanese adults now rely on alcohol to fall asleep as well. So it's becoming a massive, massive problem for health in general too. And ill health and higher mortality rates were all blamed in a 2009 study by RAND for an estimated $138 billion a year productivity loss to the Japanese economy as well.
Right.
Yes.
Seems like a smart idea then from one fella. I love the idea of this. I could see this kind of catching on in certain places. Japan in particular is somewhere. Korea, I think, would be a little bit more resistant to something like this.
So this is the thing, right? The kind of five countries that suffered the most from like kind of the sleep deprivation stuff, we've got like a little chart here. So the U.S. is the biggest. So their kind of estimated annual cost of insufficient sleep in GDP terms in billion U.S. dollars is 411 billion U.S. dollars lost because of sleep deprivation, I guess. Then Japan is the second one with $138.6 billion. Germany with $60 billion, the UK with $50.2 billion, and then Canada with $21.4 billion as well. So it's just a massive problem, and I love the idea of kind of rewarding your employees for taking care of themselves. However, how do you tell if they've gotten 6 hours of sleep or not? Is my main thing. How do you monitor? How do you actually monitor that? Does everyone have to have?
It doesn't say that in the article.
No, I'm just wondering how they actually do get that detail. You know, because I would imagine that it would have to be something like a Fitbit that would monitor your sleep activity.
More than likely, yeah.
And then you would submit those results to your employer. So
I think these would work really well once people get those.
Microchips.
Implants. Those implants that is happening where in Sweden or something
Sweden,
now.
Yes.
So once they get those, then you could track. Then because they can't. They can manipulate it, but they can't easily manipulate it. So I think then companies will be able to know like how long they've slept, like what kind of quality of sleep they've had, if they have any like health issues and stuff like that, which is a good idea. You should track how well your employees are sleeping because it'll show in their work and it'll show in their performance.
I don't want my company, though, to be tracking every moment of my waking day and knowing how well I'm sleeping. I mean, if it's like an opt-in thing, great, I'm fine with that. But if you've got a chip implanted under your skin and part of your contract is you must give us your medical data, you know, on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis or whatever, for me, that would be a big no-no.
I think I would opt in if they said, there was like a reward. If they said like at the end of the year, you would get, we could monetize that, we could give you like something for like 570 something for food and stuff. If there's some kind of reward, then I want to go like, okay, I want to see how this works.
Right.
Yeah, the point system is, I think, the best incentive here for that.
Yeah. So also, if you want places to close at 1 a.m., I think you should pay people to get proper sleep. That might be a good solution.
Ooh.
Then you give them the choice.
Ooh.
Because then they go, hey, look, we want to have proper sleep and proper rest. So you can go out at whatever time you want. But if you don't, then you get a voucher.
Now you're just being mean, Arvin.
Please don't give anyone more ideas.
No.
Well,
no,
I mean, dear.
There is that. I mean,
I'm partially kidding. But 70% kidding.
I see, but you could see how there would be some potential for some businesses.
Sabotage.
Yeah.
Correct. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know,
yeah.
You come in or we'll give you 10 ringgits to go away. You know, something like that. I don't know.
Dangerous.
Dangerous indeed. Do we have any more messages we can get to before we take a short break?
Yeah, we've got, I guess, a couple of... Okay, so that's my full name again, kind of with the third tweet says, I support earlier closing because many Malaysians are sleep deprived, kind of related, also to lower noise pollution, reduce drunk driving, and promote a healthier lifestyle. But I don't support the way it's packaged. It certainly will not enhance family time, and to give special permission is discriminating.
Agreed.
Definitely agreed with that one.
I'm going to pick one from Tommy, who says that family time should be managed by the parents. Our culture should not be encouraged to pass such responsibilities on to the authorities.
Agreed.
Okay, on that note, we'll take a short break. Do keep the messages coming in, folks. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. On Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Moving on from one dream to a nightmare. Story number four coming up in just a few minutes. How a Chinese employee is fining some of their employees. Sorry, a Chinese employer is fining some of their employees for not walking enough. News on that when we come back after the break. You are listening to Enterprise BizBytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.